Well, today I'd like to talk to you about Jason Frederick Kidd, born March 23rd, 1973, and 6'4", 210 pounds, played basketball in high school at St. Joseph Notre Dame in Alameda, California, and then ultimately went to college at Cal. 1994, first round draft pick, second pick overall. He's selected by the Dallas Mavericks. And he played for Dallas and for Phoenix and for New Jersey and the Knicks. And then ultimately actually became a coach for the Brooklyn Nets and then was actually traded to the Milwaukee Bucks as a coach. Listen to these highlights. NBA champion, 10-time NBA All-Star, 5-time All-NBA first team, All-NBA second team, 4-time NBA All-Defensive First Team, 5-time NBA All-Defensive Second Team, NBA Co-Rookie of the Year, 5-time NBA Assist Leader, 2-time NBA Sportsmanship Award, USA Basketball Male Athlete of the Year. His number 5 was retired by the Brooklyn Nets. He's a consensus first All-American back in the day, and first team All-American, USBWA National Freshman of the Year, Pac-10 Player of the Year, Pac-10 Freshman of the Year. His number 5 was retired by the University of California. He's Mr. Basketball back in 1992, USA. Naismith Prep Player of the Year and 2-time California Mr. Basketball. 17,529 points for a 12.6 points per game average. 8,725 rebounds, 6.3 rebounds per game. Assists, 12,091 for 8.7 assists per game. And he's got gold medals from Sydney and Beijing and San Juan again, and then Las Vegas. And so we see success all over this man's records. But I'd like to point to you some words that he said back when he was looking back on the best basketball advice that he ever got. Listen to this. He said, "The most important lesson I ever learned in basketball? Slow down. My first 2 years in the NBA, coaches and veteran players said it to me over and over. Slow down." Young guys in the league don't know how to slow down. I know because I was one of those hot shot young players. I didn't have any idea. Go slower. I wasn't hearing it. Was it like when you're driving through a 35-mile-per-hour zone and see a state trooper and you slow down to 30? Slowing down was the opposite of how I approached the game. I didn't see the point. Coming to the league, I knew I had two strengths. I could post guys up, and I was fast. Why would I want to take away one of my advantages? When I left college, I was nervous about competing in a bigger, faster league. On the Mavericks, my first 2 years in the league, I thought I had to rely on my speed to survive. Looking back, my mistake was that I only had one gear, the fastest gear. As a young player, you think you can take them all. Three guys in front of me, I can take them all. I thought I knew better. I would get the ball, I'd board it myself if I could, and I'd just take off. Fast break after fast break. I would beat my own guys down the court. My teammates would always be behind me trying to catch up. They would say, "We can't run with you." I was off to the races. A lot of times, I could take on the whole team, but I wasn't a shoot-first point guard, so I would end up having to throw the ball backwards to make plays, or I would force a tough shot. Sometimes I would get fouled or make a great shot, but there were a lot of bad shots in there. And when you're in a rookie, it's hard to realize that's a bad shot. It took me more than 2 years to figure out that this wasn't the best way to run the break. Around the time I joined the Suns, things clicked. There's a saying in basketball, let the play develop. 2.5 years into the league, I started to figure out what it meant. Passing lanes appeared out of nowhere. My options multiplied. The court opened up and the game slowed down, and I definitely stopped shooting as many forced shots. There's a rhythm to how a play unfolds in the NBA. There's a certain song to it, and the good players move with the song. You have to be aware of spacing. That may be the most important thing. Look at the veteran San Antonio teams and how good their spacing is. They're never right on top of each other and never too far away. Look at their ball movement. Look at how they move as a unit and how they never look frenzied. You can't force spacing or timing. You got to let it develop. Good teams beat you with speed. Great teams beat you with spacing and timing. Now, as a coach, I see it all the time. Slowing down doesn't mean taking it easy. It's about not rushing. 19 and 20-year-old guys want to rush. Some rookies think they have to go fast because it's the NBA. But a lot of them go so fast that it just messes up the whole play. You could be the fastest guy around, but if you match up the fastest guy fastest against a guy with good timing, I'll choose the second guy every time. When I got older and I lost a step or two, the concept of slowing down helped me even more. Young guys still couldn't beat me because they were easier to predict. They'd be running around crazy, spending all their energy, and I would know exactly where they'd be on the floor. Now, I'm not saying don't dunk it once in a while. If you're a point guard, you definitely got to dunk it once in a while. Keep them honest. I know it doesn't make sense, but try to take it down a gear. Soon you'll be saying to yourself, wow, the game just got a whole lot easier. Maybe someday, a few years from now, you'll be where I am, in the coach's seat, telling a new generation of guys the same thing. And that caused me to think about advice that was given by James, the half-brother of Jesus, back in his book in the first chapter. He says this. He says in verse 19, chapter 1, "Know this, my beloved brothers. Let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger." Now, you think about that advice. And in a world that wants to rush into anger sometimes as the first response. Oh, I have every right to be angry. But God's advice to us is to be quick to hear. So if you're going to pick something to be fast, it would be, I want to be known as a person that hears people quickly. And then I want to be a person that slows down what I say and slows down getting angry. That's good advice. And so just like Jason Kidd, who had to be told, slow down, although much of what he was doing was probably right, it was better after he looked at the situation. So he's quick to hear, take in what's going on, how the play is developing, and then slowly responding to what is given to him. So how are you doing today? How are you doing with that kind of situation? Has somebody made you angry and your first response is to say something? God's saying to you, don't say anything right away. Don't respond. Because this may come together in such a way that it would be actually the best thing for you in your relationship, in your friendship, in your family situation, that you would quick to listen, slow to speak, and then slow to get angry. That's what God's calling us to.